Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Russian activists beaten and jailed over Black Sea ammonia terminal protest. Early last Tuesday morning, four activists from the Rainbow Keepers Movement and the Movement Against Violence protested the construction of an ammonia terminal blockading the offices in the southwest Russian town of Volna, were beaten and arrested by police. The environmentalists say the terminal construction by the world's biggest ammonia exporter is illegal. Some 60 people gathered as both entrances to the corporate offices were closed by activists who were chained to each other through barrels by handcuffs. The demonstrators planned to reach the company offices, but were instead stopped by police, people barricading the street until lines of company trucks appeared from both sides of the demonstration. Police managed to get people away from the street without any damage, and the demonstration continued its way to the offices, which were empty because of the blockade. Police caught one local resident trying to enter the office, but he was released on account of the demands of the demonstrators. After 4 hours, company security, together with police from a nearby city, unchained the activists. Two activists suffered injuries to their arms as police dismantled the blockade. Seven activists were arrested. Two of them were beaten and jailed for 5 days. Another protest last Friday targeted the police brutality as well as the planned ammonia terminal in the nearby town of Taman, a small port town on the Taman Peninsula on the Black Sea. These same environmental groups staged a protest of the planned ammonia terminal at the ammonia company offices on August 21st, which also turned violent. Two men riveted themselves to the office door by their necks and suffered injuries when the police arrived to break up the 8-hour-long blockade. After a fight, which local residents intervened to stop, police and Taman militia arrested several activists. Three men were jailed for their actions in that incident. The environmental group says the plan is moving forward due to the irresponsible policy of the federal government with respect to providing ecological safety and the elementary fulfillment of laws and procedures of agreement. This story by the Environment News Service. Thousands rally against Thai Malaysia gas pipeline. Some 2,000 protesters gathered in the southern Thai town of Chana recently to try and get the Thai Malaysian natural gas pipeline canceled, but the government insisted the project will go ahead. Protests have already delayed the project for 2 years and forced the Thai government to change its proposed route. The Trans-Thai Malaysia 230-mile-long gas pipeline is due to bring gas from the Gulf of Thailand onshore to southern Thailand and onto Kedah State in northern Malaysia. The gas was originally due to start flowing this year, but construction was delayed by fierce opposition from environmentalists. The Thai government decided in May to reroute the pipeline 5 miles from the planned site to lessen opposition, and has mounted a public relations campaign to promote the plan. Protesters said at the rally that Thailand would not benefit from the gas as much as Malaysia and would face painful environmental damage. The project has been pushed forward through illegitimate and unconstitutional means, a protest leader from Chana told a cheering crowd wearing red T-shirts and waving red flags and banners in front of the town hall. It has never been debated by the general public or gone through a proper environmental impact study. Protesters urged the government to at least delay the project for proper studies of the environmental impact. Thailand's Human Rights Commission and a committee of the Senate in Thailand last week called on the government to delay the project for more public hearings and an in-depth environmental study. This story was written by Naporn Wong Anan of the Reuters News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.